very good right now.
You got some cash. Oh, water down. I don't hear dick. Okay, now I hear dick.
What does a dick sound like?
Well, when it talks to me. If dick had a voice.
We could go so many directions with this.
If dick had a voice, it'd be like something sketchy. Like, yeah, like a New York mobster.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just up myself when I'm dry.
Yeah, that's perfect. I was going to the copper, you know what I mean? Like a 1920s gangster, I think is what I was doing.
You probably have a gangster dick, yeah.
I got a gangster dick.
Gangster.
I don't think
they said that in the 20s.
In high school, I called my dick Denzel Washington.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, my God.
To who?
How many people?
Anyone that would listen.
Anybody who would listen.
I don't know.
I don't think I have.
I feel like you probably have, like, you have a voice in your head. There's also a voice in your crotch. And like, don't you feel like sometimes it's just like, don't do that.
I've never thought of it. And then you do that. You go, why did you do that?
That was a terrible idea.
And then you go, you need to leave my room now. That's what you say.
And you need to take a shower. No?
Yeah. I've never thought of it having a voice.
Well, I didn't. You know what? When you guys started talking about that, I thought about there's a scene in Pitch Perfect where the tall, promiscuous girl says she goes like this, like makes the hand
suck
motion
it.
Towards her, yeah, like the suck it motion, yeah. But she goes, "He's a hunter," and one of the girls like, "You refer to your vagina as a he." And I just always thought that was actually funny.
It's a hunter.
Yeah, she was like, he's a hunter. And she refers, like, does the suck it motion towards her vagina.
the two hands kind of chop blocking the thigh.
Yeah. He's a hunter. Yeah.
That's weird.
You refer to it as a he? Yeah. So I don't know. I thought it was funny.
Love the hunter part, though.
The hunter part.
Yeah.
He's a hunter.
And what does that make you think, Jeff?
Hunting for some
meat. Go ahead. Hunt me down.
You can hunt this wolf down.
Have we gone over the fact that Ryan Adams direct messaged me on Twitter?
We haven't.
Wait. When?
You don't know this?
No.
I just found out yesterday, too.
Did he? Was it, hey, feel free to use any of my music on your podcast? No, it wasn't that, but.
Come on.
We're a step closer. Right?
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago, maybe almost 3 weeks ago now, I was put on a different antidepressant.
No, it was also new. You haven't been on an antidepressant in a very long time.
I hadn't been on an antidepressant for like 8 weeks. And I, 8 weeks, 8 years. I mean, it had been a long time.
It's been a while
since I recall.
And, you know, and we didn't know. You don't know till you know. And it really, like, I don't think, me saying it fucked me up. It isn't an overstatement. I mean, today is the first.
It would be an understatement.
Today is the first day I felt awake, mm-hmm. Not quick, but close, and as close to normal as I felt in 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So, and you guys know me. I didn't. The thing that started to really is like, oh, what the fuck have I done? I didn't want to listen to music.
Mm, right.
Like, and you know that, you guys came in, there's music playing
right.
almost always in the house.
Yeah.
Right.
So I tweeted something like, I don't know what's going on. I haven't been able to listen to music for a couple of days.
Yes,
or, you know, I need some help. So I'll be damned if Ryan Adams didn't direct message me and offer me a song and go, hey, listen to this, lay down on the floor with headphones. And let me know what happened.
Trust me, yeah.
And trust
like
me, yeah.
When was this?
Just a
couple days ago.
Yeah, I'm going to
okay.
say. Yeah, I'm going to
so
say.
So that means that.
That means he searched him.
No.
He doesn't follow me.
You must be on a list. He must have a list.
Oh, is that how you do
can
that?
You could create a list without following people.
I didn't know that.
But he probably checked a list of people that he's maybe, you know, with their exchange, what,
but
five
this goes
months ago, four
yes.
months ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's
yeah.
like, I like this guy. I'm going to put him on one of my lists. And
this
I'll check go, out
goes back to me connecting the dots on why Ryan Adams' album is called Gold.
Right.
Because he's wearing 79
yeah,
jersey.
And he appreciated that. You were so observant. Yeah.
The atomic number for gold. And mm-hmm. and he. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty much best friends now.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Can you share what he DM'd you or?
He.
I mean,
he said.
I know you kind of paraphrased it there.
He
but.
Said, "May I recommend you listen to Fares? It's F-A-U-R-E apostrophe S Requiem.
Okay. Okay.
On headphones, lay on the floor, close your eyes, and feel the force."
And this is somebody else's song.
And yes. this is.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So he wasn't even self-serving.
No.
Saying, hey, I've got a great song for
no.
you.
He was,
listen to Nobody Girl Again.
Was,
shut up.
No, yeah.
no, absolutely not.
Yeah. It okay. was. Yeah, it was definitely like, I've been where you've been.
Sure.
Do this.
So
yeah.
Basically, he's a doctor writing a prescription and filling out the little pad and
yeah.
sending it to you.
Yeah, he may be the best doctor for Chick because Chick speaks in lyrics. And
yeah,
it's,
sure. Yeah.
It's good.
I see things cinematically movie,
yeah.
and yeah. I feel things in music. And so there you go. Anyway, I'm back to listening to music if everybody was worried. So I guess I should play some music now and start the podcast. Oh, I like this one. Can we play this one? I like this one very much. Hi, welcome back to the Chick McGee Show.
If you want to stay, then stay.
It's a good one.
If you want to go, then go away.
I need some of the vodka with the orange infused.
If you want to run, then run. If you want to shine, we'll bring the sun.
This is Bob, our buddy Bob Schneider.
You'd be all right, you'd be all right.
From King Kong, which is now readily available on iTunes. Right. It used to just be on Bob Schneider Music, but now it's
available. Yeah, and it was on Spotify. That's how I've gotten it. There's three volumes of five songs
if
each, correct?
Smile,
yeah.
Smile.
Right. I love if Black Mountain.
It's a great song.
Yeah. And I sometimes struggle with this because I try not to, you know, you got your friends and, you know, John Mayer is one of Jeffy's favorites. And he's sort of, yes, he does like him, but he in a fun way, he says, you know, John Mayer's great. I love John Mayer. But deep down, I'm sure he has other artists that he likes.
Oh, sure.
Right.
Sure.
But a lot of those, you really only share those kind of with your friends that you already know you like. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have certain bands, especially that I recall from my high school buddies, that we still, connect on.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas on this podcast, we're really pushy with who we like. You know, we love our East Hills,
right?
We love our Bob Schneider.
Yeah.
Obviously, we love our Bob Schneider.
That's true. Are we being too pushy?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't feel like it. But I just want to make sure. We acknowledge that, yeah, these are ones we like, and maybe you do or do not. Either way, still love the Chick McGee Show.
They're pleasant.
Yeah.
But a lot goes into what we can play and what we can't play.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
If you'd let me play whatever I want to play, we'd be all over the place.
I think we could have a different song for every single episode that we'd play. You know what I mean?
Right.
I would love to be able to.
Yeah, we each, hey, Jeff, it's your turn to pick a song.
Oh, it'd be amazing.
Oh, that'd
be
so fun.
Right.
But we'd have to buy some rights to the publishing, and yeah, that would cost you quite a bit. And how much money has this podcast made so far?
Total rights to this point,
up until right now, the one we're doing. Yes.
Well, let me. You got the Penske file.
I'm crunching the numbers right now.
Run the numbers.
Okay. Well, if we can land the Fujiyami account, that could take months.
Fujiyami, if they come in and save us, we're okay.
You can't count the Fujiyami.
Well, then we're broke. We owe money.
Damn it.
That's probably true.
We still, and I haven't ordered the other mic yet. We need another mic.
We need our fifth mic. Yes. And I have the email ready to send you. But here's me, and I know, to your point at the start of the podcast here, you haven't been yourself, and you know, usually there's sort of this little thing behind the scenes, people, where I kind of tell Chick what to buy.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean,
yeah.
That's fair. Yeah. You know, these mics that we have now that sound great, yada, yada. I haven't felt I've had a right moment to send you an email of, hey, go buy this stuff.
It has been a little bumpy for quite a while.
I tell you what, though, you've been really good on the big show. I know we don't talk about the big show much, but you've been pretty good on there. So you're fooling me even when I'm in there.
That's
like breathing to you, right?
But that's about all I have. I mean, if you... We go to, what, at 10:15 Eastern, I guess, 10:30 Eastern. After that, I am... Worthless is a strong word, but I think it applies here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if
you
it...
give it your all.
The dogs and the deck, and I probably drink too much by myself, and on and on and on.
Look at this.
Look at you. Thank you. What? It's the best restaurant I've ever been in.
What is this? What is that called?
What Chick has in his refrigerator. Okay.
Is this the orange or just...
A little bit of some stuff.
A little bit of some.
A lot of...
You know what? I'm being rude. I shouldn't ask.
A lot of love.
There you go. And I'm just going to go ahead and drink it.
You go. You go on, boy.
Oh, my goodness. That's delicious.
You like it? It's...
It's like... You know what it's like? It's like Tutti Frutti.
Good. I'm glad you like it.
There's like everything in it.
I brought over, I infused some Chick's vodka with orange rinds. And so I brought that over. And that is, so that's the orange infused vodka, some cranberry, and a splash of Sprite.
Very nice.
It's got it all.
It's all the things Chick likes.
Orange, lemon, lime, cranberry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how could you not like that?
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious.
It's like detoxifying while you're drinking.
I can get on board with that.
It's helping my pH while I'm...
There you go.
While I'm drinking. Have you ever had a urinary tract infection?
No, I haven't.
I haven't either.
Really?
No. I had...
I think you have. Are you looking at Jeff or Jeff?
Yeah.
No, okay. I think you...
I did, because I had kidney stones. I did, and I had kidney stones. Yeah, so that's possible. Yeah. They call that honeymooner's disease.
Too much.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You don't. They don't go to the bathroom.
Hey, I know. I have girlfriends who like after.
Have never heard of this.
Jeff and I are going to be guys here for a month.
Okay.
They're going at it too bad. You know, too much. They're hitting it too much. Yeah.
You leave it in there too long.
You leave it in.
But I have girlfriends who like immediate, like they drink cranberry juice, take two cranberry pills. After having sex every time because they get UTIs so often.
What?
I was like, or you could just stop fucking people.
Here's.
No.
That is not an option.
Okay, hang on. I'll take this one. That's crazy talk. Okay.
I'm sorry.
I had one.
That was crude. I'm sorry. I had
accurate. I had one urinary tract infection in my life.
From a signing?
We were at, the four of us, Bob, Tom, Christy. And by the way.
By the time you hear this,
Christy Lee returns to the Bob and Tom show.
It's exciting.
Monday.
Coming up, this will probably come out after she's on. So this is the prep.
So Christy Lee is back.
Christy Lee's back.
Christy Lee's back.
It's like Dallas. If you remember Dallas when Patrick Duffy died one season and then all of a sudden he came back the next season.
How did he come back?
It was all a dream.
It was a dream.
It was all a dream.
Yeah.
That's got they. I think
this has been all a dream.
Yeah.
I feel like it should be outlawed that you can do that in a sequel.
Did you want Patrick Duffy back or not?
I do. I always want some Patrick Duffy.
Yeah. Are you a good looking man?
Oh,
too close for.
No, I know him from the one with Suzanne Summers. Eight is enough. Eight steps to eight. What is it?
It's not
eight simple rules.
Is it?
I don't know. No,
I think that was a different
that.
One. Yeah. That guy died.
Yeah. John Ritter.
After the morning, I
gotta look it up now.
I had kind of a fun morning and kind of an interesting morning, but after the morning I had
today,
I've decided that somehow. I'm going to start recording all of my conversations
with the dogs
with Tom Griswold that I have on the phone.
Okay.
I don't know if that. I'm sure you're going to get served with something after saying that on the podcast.
Because you want to catch him in all his lies.
Oh my God. It was really interesting and
kind of like Jeff.
When did you talk? You talked to Jeff Tom this morning.
Talked to Tom three times this morning.
Fuck. What? No wonder you're drinking.
Should I stop the podcast right now?
Yeah, and we hung out and talked for 20 minutes before the podcast started, and you're just now
dropping
giving
that
this information.
I wanted to save it. Isn't that that's a nugget?
Yeah,
right?
But yeah, but we can't talk about what you talked about.
We can't elaborate on that.
Step by step, it was called step by step.
Oh, step by step, yeah, step by step, day by day.
Yeah. But I think I used to get that in Full Houses mixed up. But yeah, and I still love Suzanne Summers. I love Suzanne Summers.
She's about like 80, right?
No, she don't look it. That thigh master.
I haven't seen her lately, but put it this way. The last time I saw her, I wouldn't have said no.
No, you never
say
no.
You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't say no to Suzanne Summers. It's fucking Suzanne Summers.
But I'm guessing
let me step in here. You would have sex with a 75-year-old woman.
I'm saying the last time I saw her, it would have been hard to say no. Who's Raquel Welch?
Oh, hell yeah.
She still looked good.
She looks great. Who's the other beautiful Italian woman?
Sophia Loren?
Sophia Loren. Yeah. You guys, when I get old, I'm fucking wearing those glasses. The ones that are like crazy gold, like and they fade up to rose colored. Yes, and
have you been watching Maya and...
That's good. That's
what
good.
What the hell are you listening to?
That's all right.
Oh, yeah.
That's all right.
Go back here. Her left boob is much different than her right boob in that picture.
See, I didn't even notice that.
Is this yeah.
Let me hear.
Yeah.
I'm around. Yeah, because it's a blended family.
Gosh.
And the moment has
wasn't there
come.
Some teen heartthrob in that?
I believe so.
But not never a big deal.
Sasha Mitchell? He looks like a heartthrob. Brandon Call? I don't know.
Here it is.
Oh my God. Vivert's playing air guitar.
That guitar
shredding
solo.
It. Yeah.
I've never seen an episode of that show.
Oh, I watched that. It was TGI Friday, I think. Yeah, absolutely.
TGI Friday was the best.
It was.
Never watched
Urkel.
It.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch towards the end of it. Boy Meets World.
You probably don't because you don't have kids, obviously. But
well, that he knows.
I have a kid, yeah.
Yeah, well,
Nora Jones.
But Nora Jones would like Girl Meets World.
Oh, yeah,
where
yeah.
Where it
yeah.
is Topanga's and his
children.
Daughter.
Yeah.
It's her daughter. They have a daughter, yeah. Okay. They have a daughter, and we watch that, and I really like that.
The Hideous Savage.
No.
Yeah, there's Fred Savage.
Fred's cute.
And then
their brothers?
Brother. Yeah.
Fred and Ben. Yeah. Ben Savage.
Ben Savage.
What?
Yeah.
Man.
You didn't know that?
Yeah. No. I don't watch much TV
But
anymore.
What y'all know about Topanga?
I've heard of her.
What a weird name. Yeah. What a name.
I'd to hit it.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah.
No?
We all just need a love like Corey and Topanga, right?
Oh,
that's what we all strive for.
That was goals. Yeah. Relationship goals. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, we'd get a pizza every Friday night.
She was beautiful.
We'd watch...
The family?
The family. Friday night was for the family.
Okay.
You'd watch Boy Meets World.
So here's a high school picture.
Yeah.
You remember her?
Yeah, I do remember her. I thought Topanga looked like...
She was gorgeous. And then here she is as an adult. Hold
in
on.
The middle of...
As an adult.
When they're applying.
Yes.
Holy.
Yeah.
When they're applying makeup.
Oh, her real name?
For the Planet of the Apes movies. And they're not done with the Planet of the Apes makeup.
That's
I
what
always
you thought,
thought
she looks like?
I think
her
that's
name
what
is
she looks like.
Danielle Fischel.
Like let's say it's like a 4-hour process.
Are you being serious?
She looks like she's like the 2-hour process.
You
yeah.
Two and a half.
Yeah.
She's got
she
the lips.
Hosted, yeah, she hosted a...
She did. She did like a talk
like
a, soup
like
thing.
Like a talk soup thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. She did.
Like Topanga soup.
Topanga soup.
That name, though.
Topanga?
That was the character's name.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. She was this very bohemian child, and that's why she had...
Speaking of, but your dress is... Would you call that somewhat bohemian?
I think so.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
It's not a dress. It's actually...
Oh, it's good.
A romper?
Yeah, romper.
It's a romper.
Yeah.
Why do you know that?
It's a
because
romper.
There was a girl on stage in a romper, and I go, I want one of those.
Hey,
it's like zip up pajamas.
You know how I know you're gay?
You know what a romper is?
I know what a romper
you
is.
You listen to Coldplay, and you know what a romper is.
I like
is.
Some Coldplay,
it
though.
It is.
What beer are you drinking?
I'm
now,
not.
Where'd you
so
find
I got
that?
The bells. He's got the bells.
I found it in a
do you guys like it?
Oh,
a crisp. Yeah, my daughter, Emma.
She would do rompers.
Her, yeah. Well, she even, I think on her Twitter account, says future boho.
Oh,
she kind of has. Yeah, she's really kind of getting into.
This was on clearance somewhere in Florida, and I know why now because
lady.
Because this pocket hole is a lot smaller.
I think, and here's I'm curious about this. Your thought, okay. the newer contemporary bohemian,
okay, sure,
whatever.
I got to step in here.
No, you're not stepping in.
Hold on.
So, is it sort of kids' way of being hippies without being dirty?
Yeah, bohemian is. I feel like it's better than saying hip. Yeah, I would say
you know
that.
What I'm saying?
I would say that. I think that you're still.
You can take showers every day.
Yeah. You still bathe. I think it's just more of a style as opposed to a lifestyle.
I was going to say a fashion. I think a true bohemian.
What's a true bohemian?
Would not have breakfast 3 days out of five at Patachou and would not.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's the new bohemian.
Go to Nordstrom.
Are you coming at her?
Hang on just a second.
I'm taking this personally.
Yes.
Quit smacking the table. He's being angry. No, he is. He's
Well, here's the thing. I don't mean to make it weird, but I felt like, I feel like.
Make it weird.
I'm going to make it weird. I have no underclothes on.
Zero.
That's right. Yeah.
No bra, no panties. I'm just free falling today.
So where's your bathing suit?
It's in the bag in my car.
Huh.
It's like a muumuu for skinny people, is what a romper is.
You think I'm skinny?
Yeah. Okay. Oh. Yeah. Let's not get weird about this.
Josh Arnold talks about this on your podcast, jeffbibbert.com. And you. Yes. You're welcome. And and Jason's got the shirt today.
I have a story about this shirt, by the way.
I'm on the fence. Like, I'm not chubby. I mean, I'm chubby. I'm a little bit chubby. I'm thick. Thick? Boys, you're my friends. I trust you. Yes. Thick is a good word.
Yeah. Thick's fine.
Yeah. I'm thick. I have thick thighs.
Curvy.
I have a curvy butt. I'm thick.
You didn't have any choice for this body.
No, this
you know
body
what I'm saying?
Is. Yeah.
Even
it's
when
real.
You
your dad,
are,
yeah, my
your dad,
yeah.
And it's like, hey,
yeah,
you know,
this is what I was going to have.
Even when she is. What is it? What's your low?
My lowest weight?
128, 129.
Oh, it's a goal. No, I've never. I haven't been there
130?
Since. 130? No, my lowest.
Even when she is 130, 135.
No, 145.
She more or less looks like this.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, I gain weight.
I've never seen fluctuations in
Are you
weight.
Serious?
Yeah, I'm being serious.
Ooh, I fluctuate.
Because I have family members, cousins,
mm-hmm,
that fluctuate, and I notice
you
those.
Got that Kentucky body, though. You got that.
I have my mom's dad's
Kentucky
body. I do. I am my Papaw Smith.
You got that justified revenue. You got a still up in the woods. And,
yeah. Sure.
Motherfucker, get out of here, you goddamn revenueers. Yeah, oh yeah. That's Jason's body right there. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. But my mom is my mom's a regular, like she was on the thin side, curvy, my age, appropriate. Thin, always smaller than me. Always smaller than me. And I was the best way to describe my body type is that I was built for minorities.
Yeah.
Okay. Like that's
sure.
the best
yep.
way to put
sure.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that's my body type.
Right.
The thick is good because if you're cuddling with a skinny person, it's like cuddling with a bag of pencils. Oh. Like it's not. It's not fun. You gotta have a little.
You gotta have something.
Yeah. A little
do
something
you remember
to lay
what
on.
I've said
trying
about
to kiss a
girl
before.
With no butt?
Yeah. Yes.
What do I say? Do you remember?
No.
Get out of my house.
Leave.
If you want to have sex with someone skinny like that, just go find a seventh grade boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's, but there's,
okay, well,
well, there's that, but
there's a very good friend, adult friend of mine who's a wonderful comedian, and mm-hmm. you know all who he, you, everyone know.
Yes.
That's
his body type.
That's his body type, and he describes it as, I like a woman who has
right.
The body shape of a prepubescent boy. That's his favorite body shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
So there you go.
So, yeah. Oh.
I don't know if anybody just heard me try to mouth that.
Yeah.
Into the
microphone. A little bit came out.
A little bit came out.
Well, since we're talking family, Jess and I happened to see
We saw a genuine interaction.
Jeff didn't drive here. No. He had a transaction to make this morning, right?
Buying drugs, yes.
Yes. Yeah. And apparently your father...
If you're going to buy drugs, that's the guy to bring.
Take your dad. Take your dad with you.
So yeah, all of a sudden, Jess did her little... that you know, her, yeah, thing. It's like, that's Jeffy's dad.
That's Jeffy's dad. And he's really cute. Let's look at him. And so I was peeking through the blinds
to see him.
Yeah.
And I think... Because you have your dad's body, would you say? Close to it?
Yeah. I think we have the
both
same.
Both of your parents are petite people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Karen, too? After shoveling all that shrimp away?
Karen's thick.
Karen's way thick, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Here's what I want.
We love you, Karen.
New topic.
I want you to grow a mustache for a month or more get a picture with your dad.
We're doing...
Get a picture. No, because his dad's got the stash, right?
I want you to commit through Halloween.
I haven't tried.
Longer.
That's a lot. I haven't tried to grow a mustache.
Well, we want a full mustache.
So you could do it. I could see a little...
I can see it right now.
I could see a little...
I haven't grown a mustache since 2011, November. No shave November.
Oh, okay.
I was at a B-dubs. First off, I bought just for men to like dye it because of the blonde hairs. Yeah. But I'm at B-dubs at the bar, and this guy goes, "Nice mustache," and I look at him and go, "You're drinking wine at a B-dubs," and I left. So that's the last time I tried to grow mustache.
That's what I appreciate about Jeff is that you know, like I know Jason always says, you know, I'm honest and I'm fair, but Jeff will find. If you say something to him, he doesn't know you. He just immediately body scans, and he's like, "I'm going for the jugular."
Oh, absolutely! You know? If they draw first blood,
yeah, it's over.
He's going to gash you back.
Yeah,
am I right?
I'm a cold blooded killer.
Yeah,
cold blooded killer.
I'm like the Terminator. I have like that scan retina, and
they better hit you.
Do you remember Three Boobs? And no, it was Total Recall.
That was Total Recall.
Total Recall.
Yeah.
God, my brother was just like, he was little. We were very little. Probably shouldn't have been watching that.
Yeah.
But he was mind blown, like, you guys have three boobs.
Did you see?
And I was like, I
don't have three.
I don't have, yeah, like, I'm little, and I'm looking, and I'm like, there's
Did you
no,
see the,
definitely don't have three.
Rick Riley, who, I don't know if he still writes for Sports Illustrated or not.
But no, do you remember that? Do you guys, okay, that's
reporter.
Another thing.
He's become a hack.
No,
yeah,
but
a little bit,
but when I was a kid... Like, that's the only part of Sports Illustrated I read was that back Rick Riley.
Right.
Yeah.
So he says, Kevin Durant to the Golden State Warriors, that's like giving Kate Upton a third boob.
Right.
Totally unneeded.
Yikes.
It's like.
But people tried to nail him to the wall for that. Like, there was such a offensive comment. But I wasn't
offended that he was trying to give. You know, or being sexist or what. I was offended as a comedian or whatever
you
want to call
me. That's just a hack. That's terrible.
It's just a stupid fucking comment.
That's not. Yeah. It's unnecessary, especially if you've been a writer for 30 years and that's the best.
Right. That's the best thing you can come up with?
No.
If anything, he should have gone back to that character in who had the third boob in the science fiction movie and go and had her
Total Recall. And reference that.
Invoked her name and go, that's like having her play for the Warriors.
Yeah, take it a step for like spend
Do
five more
work.
Minutes.
Do
yeah.
some work.
Yeah. You know what? Kevin Durant going to where's he going?
Golden State.
Golden State.
Kevin Durant going to Golden State is like the other guy going to the Bulls, right? Like that's
Oh, D-Wade?
Yeah.
Dwayne Wade.
I mean it's like there's like that's a prominent sports figure going to a successful. Well, I mean the Bulls aren't successful. They weren't
no,
successful.
Yeah. I think it's cool that Dwayne Wade's going back to Chicago. He's from Chicago.
I agree.
I think that's. Cool.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. I think that's cool. And I think that it's from. I don't know why the feeling is. It's such a different feeling. Dwayne Wade winning a championship, right, and going to the Bulls as opposed to. LeBron James leaving Miami and going to, like, I don't know. Why is that different feeling?
Well, Dwayne Wade started out in Miami, and he won him a championship with Shaq, and then he ended up winning those championships with LeBron.
Yeah.
And
Bosh. Yeah.
But, I mean, people were still burning his jersey, which is insane. Cause he,
really?
He,
mm-hmm.
I just
had a lot of jersey burning
I don't
week.
Had. Yeah. I didn't. I don't. When LeBron went to Cleveland, I was like, ugh.
Because it's like LeBron left Cleveland and like cheated on Cleveland, won some stuff, and then came back and was like, hey, we're fine, right? Let's forget about that.
That's what I was like. I mean, Cleveland, Cleveland was the side chick.
You know, then though,
it's like, hey, I'm going to try to work this out. And they'll be back.
Mm-hmm. You know, though, it's still out there that that LeBron's going to the Lakers.
No, he's not.
It's still out there.
No, he's not.
I mean, he did what he had to do in Cleveland. So, I mean, his work's done there.
Mm, I can't get past his hairline.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. it's way far back. It's way far forward.
Mm-hmm. It's like a tide.
It's like a tide. Thank you. In my brain, I'm going, what can I compare this to?
It ebbs and flows.
Yeah.
Low with the moon, yeah.
Yeah,
Mercury in retrograde.
I'm not a big fan of Dwayne Wade, but he was underpaid for years. There was multiple times he took less money to get LeBron.
I remember where I was when Dwayne Wade won the national championship with Tom Crean and Marquette.
He did not win it. He got to the Final Four.
And
He
was on the court, and I had never seen anyone so fast or jump so high mm-hmm. in college basketball in my life mm-hmm. when they won the championship.
So Dwayne Wade, what he did was he took a hit so that the team could be better. Is that correct? Or didn't take a raise? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he had a good perspective of, you know, I'm making a lot of money.
Right.
And so I want to win, so we can bring some other guys in. But Pat Riley kind of took advantage of that.
Oh.
And kept doing it. So a lot of times these guys get paid after they've accomplished the big things.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Am I right? I mean, because the salary cap goes up.
Sure, right.
So this was the time he should have got paid. He might have lost greatly
mm-hmm.
in Miami
right.
the next year or two.
Right.
But he should have got paid for it.
So Pat Riley took advantage of his kindness and continued to make money instead of trying to build a better show. I mean, team. And mm-hmm. and okay, I'm just trying to equate this.
When I was Vib's age, I loved the Los Angeles Lakers. Maybe a little younger than you, actually.
I didn't know you were ever a basketball fan.
I loved the Lakers. I loved Chamberlain and Gail Goodrich and Pat Riley and Jerry West and Elgin Baylor. I love the Lakers mostly because of Chamberlain. And Pat Riley, in my opinion, was an asshole then.
Yeah.
And I think he's an asshole now. He's a successful asshole, but
it's that slick back hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's no good.
How many did he win when he was coach of the Lakers?
Two or three,
I think. Yeah.
Two or three?
Well, I brought up the Dwayne Wade thing. Because this was so, I found that the world Twitter is interesting in many ways. But there's a guy named Dan Wade.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, his Twitter handle is at
D Wade.
D Wade.
Oh, sure. No.
So, mm-hmm. Dwayne Wade got
went to Chicago. Went to,
you know, that whole thing, the transaction happened or it came out, whatever. And all he put was, "Aw, crap."
That's all he did.
And the guy only has 1,000 or 2 followers.
And what happened?
It got over 4,000 retweets, over 5,000 likes. It spread like crazy.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, there's people. There's like one guy whose name is Justin Bieber, and just tweet at him all the time, like Beliebers, and just people tell him to go die all the time. It's intense. Mm-hmm. That would be awful.
Well, it's like there is. I'm trying to remember what. Is it Rachel Ray? There's Rachel Ray and there's Rebecca Ray.
Uh-huh.
Does that sound right?
Was one like a porno star?
No, Rachel. No, Rebecca Ray. Is this right?
Well, who's Rebecca Ray? Who's the other Ray?
I think the other. Hold on, let me look.
Rachel Ray is.
It's a microphone.
Somebody needs to give me a heads up if that happens.
That's fine.
Okay. Yes. So Rebecca Ray.
The drink's good, is what you're saying.
Yeah. So Rebecca Ray is, or maybe it's not. Maybe I'm wrong. No, that's not wrong.
Maybe it's Ray Charles.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. I think Chick's right.
I don't know. I'm going to have to look it up. Do you remember Becky with the good hair?
Yeah. The girl.
Thank you, Jeff.
They thought Beyonce or Jay-Z was cheating on Rachel Ray.
Okay.
But it was some other girl. Right. Yeah, yeah. And they just all started tweeting death threats at Rachel Ray. Yeah, the Beehive.
And without Rachel Ray. Yeah, and so the funniest tweet I've had has been like, Beehive, calm down. Rachel Ray's just trying to make an omelet this morning. Like, don't come at her like that. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they were like, calm down. They. But she is a very... Rachel Roy. It's Rachel Roy.
Rachel Roy. Right,
and
right.
Rachel Ray.
Okay.
And apparently Rachel Roy is Becky with the good hair.
Right.
Yeah.
What is? Well, she kind of looks like Rachel
Why
Ray.
Why is she called Becky?
From this distance.
No, Becky is... Becky's, we talked about this before. Becky is a reference to a white girl.
Right. Yeah. By the black community.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe Beck, not like,
they can by some that? In the black community.
Is it Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Sir Mix-a-Lot's... Yeah.
Oh my God,
God Becky.
Becky,
look at your butt. Yeah.
So just because he happened to use the name Becky in there, mm-hmm. that became all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a cultural reference now.
It's just, it's just like Felicia. Same thing.
Right. It's exactly
and,
like
and
but who
Aisha.
Was Felicia?
She was in one of the Friday movies.
Friday.
That was. That's what it is. Yeah. It's the girl.
It's like, hi, what are you guys doing?
Yeah,
bye. Get out of here. Bye, Felicia. No.
I need to watch that
again.
He was
like, she looks like Janet Jackson. Bitch looks like Freddie Jackson.
I think I would enjoy that movie
you would.
Much more. No, and I watched it 20 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a line. Morty and I went to see Central Intelligence with The Rock and Kevin
mm-hmm.
Hart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin Hart and his wife were having marital problems. And she goes, we need to go see someone, a marriage counselor, and talk to her. And Kevin Hart goes, black people don't go to see marriage counselors. We go to the barbershop and talk about it,
mm-hmm.
or we go watch barbershop. We don't go to marriage counseling.
Ah, that's good.
And that's the only funny.
No, you said you enjoyed
no,
it.
I did. I thought Morty enjoyed it much more. But
I tell you what, I was.
He did. He really had his heart set on Swiss.
Swiss Army Man.
Swiss Army Man.
And I would have taken him to see it. I thought it was other than, you know. Swiss, I don't know how to describe this, but Swiss Army Man is this guy who's he's stranded on this desert island,
mm-hmm.
and he's losing his mind.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden one day, his best friend rolls up on shore, and he's obviously...
I didn't know this was the premise.
He's dead.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh.
So naturally, you
he
think,
literally like okay, washes up on shore.
So you think, okay, this guy is probably... imagining all of this. But one of the plot points is, and I'm not going to tell me who told me this plot point, but it was the same person who was trying to, no, we should go see that. That would be a good movie to go see. And I go, I am not going to do anything your mother wouldn't want us to do.
Uh-huh.
But he goes, yeah, but you, the Swiss Army Man, so you can do anything with him, like a Swiss Army knife. And he goes... You can use. He uses his boner for a compass. Look at mom's face.
Charles, did you just say that? Max, I mean Morty.
Morty.
Said boner?
Huh?
Did he say boner? You know what? I don't have a problem with that because
he can't say boner.
No, he does.
He says boner to me. I think.
Right, no, but right, he right, said right. No, but he says like I've said boner to him, and he goes and I was like no. You know what? I'm going to say boner. Your mom's going to say boner, yeah. And it's going to be really weird, and you're going to hate it.
Did you say it in the context of keep your boner in your pants?
Yeah, we had to have the big...
Well, you got to keep it in your pants.
Well, we had to have the big...
Well, it's not fun if you keep it in your pants.
They kind of... They go from, like, fourth grade, they have a talk, and fifth grade, they have a talk, and sixth grade, they mm-hmm. have a talk.
What about a movie? Isn't there a movie?
There's some... No. Here in Indiana, you go to the Ruth Lilly Center. That's what we did. Did you do that?
Yes.
And
yep.
you taught and Tam. Do you remember Tam?
They take you to
they took
the
you on
roof?
A field trip. You go
Tam.
On a field trip.
Sex?
Tam. It was the no, androgynous like machine. But when did you graduate high school?
2009.
Okay, I graduated in 2000. So there may have been some change, but since I went, they have Ruth Lilly hires teams of people to go to these schools and talk about this to the kids.
That must be what my kids.
So that's what they. So that's what they did with my kids. Well,
sure.
Yeah. So with Max, they kind of send you an outline and they're like, "This is what we're going to talk about." And I was like, "I'll be damned if my son's going to hear any new information from someone else other than me."
Yeah.
And so we sat down and I was like, "Let's go." We went over the words. We talked about girls. We talked about. you know, we talked about periods. I was just like, you're not. I know. Right, right. No, and I was just like, and if a girl starts at school, you will not be an asshole. I will come to school and I will wreck your life. If
Shark
you embarrass,
week, boys!
Shark
week!
If you embarrass a girl at school, yeah. No, we talked about all of it, so I was...
I have girls and I'm laughing.
So yeah.
You know, I think that the most embarrassing when you're at that age in school is the just the random erection that happens for no reason.
Those happen?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Random?
Yeah, worst, right out of the clear blue sky. Yeah.
Worst random erection, chick?
Biology class. I don't think we were even talking about anything in biology. But we were in the basement, and it was first period.
You remember all this?
And it was very warm in the basement.
His memory is his worst enemy.
And
well, I wish it were more accurate.
Motherfucker.
His short-term memories are for
his
shit.
Short-term's pretty bad, yeah.
So, yeah, my long-term.
Oh, amazing.
So, as these things happen, I could tell that, okay, there's something's going on, actually.
Flag's going up.
So I had to...
adjust.
I adjusted and got the... Thank God for the textbooks.
Textbooks.
I don't know what you do with iPads now.
Yeah.
You're fucked,
MacBook Pro. Yeah, that's what the kids have.
Yeah.
Did you go Texas Tuck? Where you tuck it up in the waistband?
I do remember adjusting and flattening it out as much as I could. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Mine was in composition class. The bell rang.
I get an erection every time the bell rings.
It's an exciting time, I got to tell you.
Pavlov's boner or whatever. The bell.
Why aren't you laughing at that?
I am laughing.
The bell rang, and I was like, oh, no, I have to get up. And I was wearing gym shorts. So it's free to go. And I'm sitting there, and I was like, I'm going to go over. I was acting like I was going over my my essay, like, oh, yeah, just hoping my boner would go away. Mm-hmm. And I just remember, like, holding the books and just walking. Ah, it was the worst.
I'll tell you this. I still get them in the morning.
That's physiological.
In the studio. Like,
is it Pat?
If you have to go to the bathroom, and, you know, you guys know this. You have to go to the bathroom. Yeah.
I learned about this on Me, Myself, and Irene. Remember after they do it, and he can't, do you remember that?
Oh, he tries to hold it down.
Yeah.
No, but you have to, so you walk out of you got to, like, bend over a little bit as you're walking out of the studio.
Okay, so now every time you guys see Chick walk out of the studio bend over, you're going to go, he has a boner.
Yes, physiologically, your body will, especially in the morning, the whole morning wood thing.
The morning wood thing, sure.
You get an erection so you won't pee the bed.
Is that what that's from?
That's why?
Yes, I'm being 100% serious. Can you pee with an erection?
I don't know.
That's why does that.
Jim Carrey taught me that, and Me, Myself, and Irene. You cannot pee with an erection.
Right. Steve Carell
did
in 40-Year-Old Virgin.
He did?
Yeah.
Remember, it goes everywhere.
Generally, you can't urinate with an erection.
Oh, now we've gone to general.
Well, no, but that's why your body does that in the morning.
I don't know. I know that after a girl, like after girls do it, you go in the bathroom after you've had sex and it's like a cow peeing on a flat rock. Like it's like, sure. Yeah, it's serious business. Yeah.
See, now for guys, I've always heard there's like this little door that has to shut.
They come out the same area.
Right.
Right.
Area. That's very a general word for
area.
It's a very specific
small
place. So
you got to wait for the door to shut before you can urinate. That's what I've
heard. Yeah,
true?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
it's
that's
an amazing
piece of work down there. Yeah, it is. There's no that it is. There's no way that you could accidentally pee while you were doing it. Is that possible? Because that door's shut, right?
Again, like I say,
let's test
it. You really can't urinate with an erection.
With an erection.
So the answer,
however,
deformities or weird people.
Golden showers.
You can pee with a boner. You can pee with a boner.
He seems sincere.
I know for a fact you can pee with a boner. You just have to. Like turning yourself into like a tripod, basically, where you like lean forward and
can we
put
take
your hand
a break? Some guys, are we at a break point?
Yeah.
Should we play a song, or you just want to take a break?
No, do what we've done. I know it's only the third episode, so we haven't gotten in the rhythm.
So
we're on a rhythm.
Yeah,
we'll be right back with more of the Chick McGee Show.
Yeah, so, yeah, I got some weather for you.
Don't ever bring those pretzels in here again. You understand?
Big hit. I want to be that hero saving you from the damn.
Probably my mom's in Afghanistan. I don't want to be damned. July 21st. I want to be a real
man. I want to take you out. Chick McGee on stage singing with Bob Schneider.
That's adorable.
One of you has to be responsible for video of this.
You're not going to be here.
I won't be there. Believe me, that's if I were in town, that's where I'd be.
Kind of like last night when we were all responsible for shit.
Turn it up, turn it up. Any old time, the way the rings
around the Jersey Shore can fill you up with blue forevermore. His voice is as hot as he is. Keep all your dreams
from turning brown and all the birds to keep. When we hung out with him, ever what, 10 minutes up in Chicago a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I had that moment. I'm looking at him going, I'm not a girl. I really don't know what girls think, even though I live in a house full of them. But I'm guessing girls just look at him and go, yeah, okay, whatever you say, Bob.
He's got long eyelashes.
He's just a gorgeous guy. He's a nice guy. He's a sweet man.
If he were here, he would be very embarrassed.
Oh, absolutely he would.
Until somebody catches a feeling.
Yeah. Oh, this is a good part.
La, oh my God! Let's just yeah. La 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 la
la la la la la. Whatever makes you feel good, man. If you just want to play Bob for the next half hour, that's cool.
Okay, this next song.
Yeah.
It's a great concert. I'm telling you, Rathskeller, July 21st, Indianapolis.
What?
Bob Schneider in concert.
Yeah, he's at the Rathskeller.
Yeah.
No, I know. The 21st.
And he's all over the country at times. I think you even sent out a...
I did. Midwest schedule. Yeah, he's pretty close, actually. Bloomington, Illinois, though, is a lot farther away than you
it's not too bad.
I think it is.
It's not
I hate that drive.
Bloomington, Illinois is...
I-74?
Bloomington, yes. Illinois is stupid far away.
It's like 3.5 hours.
Ridiculous. We've been to Champaign. Oh. We've been to...
Champaign's like 2 hours.
But I don't know what it is about driving west that sucks
it's just,
my will.
It's kind of
to
boring.
Live.
But I want to do a show in Bloomington, Illinois.
You do?
Yeah.
Because of the booby bar?
No.
Oh.
That's Peoria.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Never mind.
The first time.
I want to do a show in Peoria.
I haven't been to a strip club since I was in college.
I would feel so dirty.
Never been.
You do? A strip club. I still can't. I still can't believe that you had all that cash and you did not go to a strip club.
Took it right to the bank.
He did. He texted us.
And you like he's girls.
So you're a good boy.
I don't think he needs to go to a strip club. I think the girls are coming to him.
Yeah, word on the street is.
We still got that one girl keeps tweeting, hey, I'm open.
I think she's a backup.
She's
a
hunter.
No. She's like,
she's
like, I'm open for business. Shit like that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Big open sign, neon.
See, that's not. I mean, I, you know what? I appreciate her effort.
I respect the hustle. I respect.
But
hustle.
You know what, Jeff? I'm gonna give you this. This is a little bit of a challenge. I'm gonna need you to bring a girl who doesn't look like every other fucking girl. Can you do that for me? Just one time. Just one time.
We're going to need an Asian.
Where am I bringing her?
Says.
To the strip club?
No.
What she's
to
saying
to whatever
is,
you come to the next event.
Okay, yeah.
If there's a girl around.
A unique girl and good luck.
What about the beautiful Asian girl that served us Jim Beam last night?
Yeah, that was.
No.
Would you have gone the blonde or the Asian?
I would have gone neither.
Neither?
I wasn't a fan of either of them.
Really? Yeah.
They were too...
They're pushy.
They were alcohol reps, so they were hired because they're attractive.
Right.
And they know they're attractive, but they weren't even that attractive. They think they're more attractive than they are.
Mm-hmm.
I like a girl who is...
And there would just be a few basic questions you would go through.
Okay, if I could just tell you guys, they gave us a... So we tried this Jim Beam
Black. And about
the
third question, well,
where
you would
where
go,
was this
excuse
at?
Me,
we
I
were
was
at the Broad Ripple Tavern.
Okay, you were at the
Tavern. We're at the Broad Ripple
Tavern.
I wasn't
there yet.
We were at the Broad Ripple Tavern before the East Hill show at the Vogue last night.
East Hill!
Yes, we went to yet another
East Hill
show.
Yeah. So we did that, and so we were at the Broad Ripple Tavern with the band, hanging out, and then they bring us there's they have these little, like, they're like wooden coasters that hold two shot glasses of Jim Beam Black and then Jim Beam Black and Coke.
But they didn't want no money.
No, they set up. No, they're alcohol reps. They want you to taste it. They want you to respond.
I thought they were going to say, no, no, they're alcoholics.
No, that's what they want you to taste the alcohol and then respond. So seriously, not a joke. They set it in front of me first. I'm the only female at the table, which I appreciate. They set it in front of me first, and then they set Jeff's down first, or second. And Jeff goes, grabs each shot, and chugs it right then, before they even,
talk about it.
Her hand hadn't walked. She was like, actually, I was going to walk you through these shots. So then, what do? They give him two more shots.
Which, in retrospect, Jeff was genius. A genius.
Yeah, brilliant. Genius. Four free shots.
Playa.
So then they go, would you be willing to fill out a survey? And he was like, absolutely. So he's the only one at the table, takes the survey, and it said, what brings you out to the bar to the night? And it's like, hanging out with friends, celebrating a birthday, something. And then it said, other, and Jeff writes in, sadness.
Oh, God.
Oh, I thought you were right. Pussy.
I should have put pussy.
You should have put pussy.
I think that might have been a lawsuit, though.
Like, he just put in sadness. That was it. So,
That's his thing.
But then, if we weren't drinking Jim Beam, we were drinking
Buttery Crown.
Buttery Crown.
Hank!
Chick's favorite drink because of Hank.
Me and Hank, we're hitting the Buttery
Crown. Are you guys going to make me stop and buy Crown Royal and whatever goes with that to make Buttery Crowns today?
Surely
we're going to a pool party.
We're going to a pool party. Surely this lady, this person has a stick of butter. That's all you need, right?
No. Yeah. You need
what?
Butterscotch schnapps.
Oh.
I know where a liquor store is.
No shit.
River Road?
Yeah, River Road, baby.
Now, when Jeff was talking there, you specifically interrupted him. He was about ready to reveal
what he
likes in a woman. I like a girl, and then you butted in.
I want to hear it.
I don't know.
Yes,
what
you were getting ready to say it.
No, I know.
Yes, you were.
No, I'm not going to. I know what he likes in a woman, and I'm not.
I want to know.
I don't know what I like in a woman.
So you have to try all of them so you know.
I got to try all the flavors.
Yeah.
It's like being at Cold Stone or Baskin Robbins. You got to get little samples and see what you want. Sample.
A little bitty spoon. So
you've
got
a little pink spoon. Mm-hmm. For that little pink triangle.
You've got this little...
Dip it in.
I ain't buying it!
You've got this bucket of little spoons, right?
Here's the thing. You can pose all you want, but I know your game because this is you at 60 years old. And that's what I actually...
I ain't 60!
You're almost 60. So we just had this conversation and...
Shut up.
The conversation is Jeffy loves to love.
I love love, sorry.
So you know what you love. But right now, you're just going through a transition period, so you're going to try all the loves until you want to do the real love.
Made me sound like a man whore, but yeah.
No. I don't mean.
Yeah.
God, who did I hear the other day says, maybe it was on your podcast. I've been binge listening to your podcast.
JeffEver.com? Is that where you found it at?
Okay.
Boom, right here.
JeffEver.com.
Boom.
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 Kaboom.
Kaboom. Yeah, so I don't. But somebody said something about making love. I think it was Josh Arnold. I'm going to have to talk to Josh about this.
Yeah.
He referred to sex as making love, and I was like, motherfucker. Like, I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Because you don't make love every time you...
So sometimes you're just...
Do the coitus.
Can I say, sometimes you're just fucking with my teeth.
You said something about that, too. Is it's not angry or it's... You referred to something like a negative interaction, and it was something fuck, but I don't remember what you
hate fuck.
I
hate that term.
What is that?
I hate that term. I saw.
I do. I have.
I'm not even going to say it. But
I have a post-it notepad of things I need to discuss with Jeff and Caitlin that I don't understand.
Okay, Jeff. When I point to you, you say those two words. I can't stand those two words.
All right. Yeah.
Someone I know tweeted. This was a year or two ago when I kind of first saw this, but I understood why.
Right.
I'd like to
hate fuck
the new redhead Wendy's girl.
Yikes!
You know, in those commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he thought she. I guess he thought she was attractive, sorta. But he couldn't stand her, so he would
hate fuck
her.
Is that what that means?
See, I don't agree with that.
When you use the term, how do you? Can you please use it in a sentence?
Mine is misplaced rage for another person that I'm.
Oh, so
putting
I'm
towards someone else.
No, so it's like I'm, but it's so it's
that's
it's
revenge.
It's vengeful. It's vengeful. Yeah. It's not hate. It's vengeful.
Yeah, but I think hate goes into revenge. Yeah.
Eh.
I don't know.
When you said that tweet, I understand that more than I think.
Yeah.
I don't.
His is a little more personal.
I don't
personal.
Know if you hate anybody, Jeff.
Hey, who wants to see me dance?
Oh, no.
He hates some people.
No, I feel like, no. I know one specific person that you hate every morning from 6 to 10:20. But other than that, I don't really know
anybody
else.
Well, there might be more than one from 6 to 10:20.
Oh, now, yeah.
So.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I'm going to lighten it up a little bit. I do have my, speaking of Jeff, we're talking a lot of Jeff here.
Jeff A.
I put on
JeffRiver.com.
Yeah, it's actually a great t-shirt.
It's a 50-50 blend, isn't it?
It's a 50-50 blend. It's very nice.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And my youngest, Katie, she kind of did a double take and stopped me. He's like, Dad, Jeff Vibbert podcast? He has his own podcast?
Yay!
And I said, yes, but does he still do your podcast? And she still really doesn't know. She just knows the name Vibbert.
Yeah. It's his podcast now. Uh-oh.
So I said,
I heard that.
I said, it's really no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Spangle has a podcast. Mm-hmm. And she goes, who's that? I go, exactly.
Yes.
yes.
But she was very like, he's got his own podcast and a t-shirt to go with it.
Don't let her listen.
I had to stop the podcast a couple times.
Because children walked into the room?
Because Addie and the baby walked in the room. And I was like, no.
Because of Caitlin. Caitlin is a foul, dirty mouth.
We do need new t-shirts. Should we take?
I've heard that.
Yeah.
We take designs from people or
no. We'll do our own. Yeah. We don't zero contributions. Don't send your stuff.
What about like a?
Hang on a second. That wasn't forceful enough.
No, I'm not gonna. I don't know. That's all I got right now. That's all I have.
But we got three J's.
Yeah, we're not trying anything stupid. It's the Chick McGee show. That is all.
Okay, nothing stupid. Let's hold that thought.
put a pin in that.
We have I'm thinking like a cocoon, and out of it is a butterfly with Chick McGee's face on it coming out of the cocoon. It's a new thing.
Oh, and like the cocoon says OTA on it?
Yes.
No.
The caterpillar says OTA.
The caterpillar, the thing that dies, says OTA. So did you guys, I don't know what it is, but when people tweeted us and they're like, why'd you change your name? Are you guys going to cover this? Are you going to talk about why you changed the name? Are you going to do it? Are you going to, fuck you. It's our podcast. We're going to do what we want. We can call it
How about the Suck we Dick not podcast. F the listeners? How about we not do that?
Sorry.
Hey,
and Jeff wanted to talk about this.
And anyway. I know whoever tweeted that at us is going to take that personally, and I don't mean that personally.
Jess is just having fun.
I'm just being silly. I don't mean that. We appreciate all
but
of the
it
listeners.
Is kind of silly. Why'd you change the name of the podcast?
If you listen to it, you notice not much has changed.
No, but you know what? In that respect, the people that have the questions are our most loyal listeners. They want to know, and they deserve to know. They download the podcast, and I appreciate that. The only thing is that we started on a new network, and so we thought that a new name was necessary. That's it. I promise it's not any more complicated than that.
And after 40 years, Chick McGee deserves his own show.
Hmm. I was going to look up one of those tweets, but it's simple. We're on a network, and it's a little different, but it's still us.
And in another way, in another sense, I had come back after a brief hiatus. Or longer hiatus, and we've got Jeff into the fold.
It's a new show.
So it is different.
It's a new show.
It is different.
Right. Thank you, Podcast One, for everything you do for us.
And that's the thing, too, is that when you Google Chick McGee, we want you to find the Chick McGee podcast. We don't have to go, is it on the air? Is it off the air? Is it, you know? So just make it as simple for you guys to find us as possible.
Since we're bitching about tweets. There is a tweet. We'll say it's from Mike, and it was to me.
Okay.
Tech issue.
Uh-oh.
The scroller on my car stereo still reads off the air.
You know what? When I get these tweets, you know what
this
I want to say?
This is your car stereo.
Uh-huh.
You know what I want to say? I want to say, give me your address.
I know. Well,
I'm
right
going
over.
To come over to your house and help you download. That's exactly what I want to tell him.
But what I'm going to tell him is, Mike, thanks for the tweet. It's all going to be okay somehow, or you're going to have to get a new car.
Mm-hmm.
That's worth it. That's all worth getting a new car for.
Yes. So anyway, so here's my thing. Here's my other thing. I'm glad we're talking about this. What what type of hashtag do we want to use?
Hashtag fuck you. No, okay.
No. Hashtag fuck you up.
Fuck you up.
I know we like, when we say CMS.
OTA.
There are other
OTA.
CMSs.
There's other CMSs.
OTA was so good. That's my problem.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean just the hashtag OTA? It just flows just, well. It
well,
just does well.
And, it, and it's but a football reference, too. He, that's why he likes
organized team activities. I mean, it's everywhere. And people think, oh, OTA.
But CMS is one away from CMT.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, yeah.
No, thank you.
I got a cold beer in my
God
hand.
Bless Jason Aldean and whoever else. Luke Bryant. But come on, guys. What about, I still like Front Room Studios, guys.
No, I get that. But when we, like,
it's going to have to be CMS.
If we talk about it, do we go TCMS? Like little T?
Why don't we just hashtag chick? Hashtag Chick McGee.
I'm fine with that.
Well, we just at Chick McGee.
Oh.
One. We need to fix that
one. Because
here's the thing, too. We lost OTA holes.
Yeah.
That's over, too.
We can't do Chick McGee holes?
I don't think that's plural. I think that's
want to, and Jess and I have talked about this, and I think Jason have talked
Let's
about this.
Let's not talk
a
about
bit.
What we talk about.
Yeah, it's probably best. Mm-hmm. No, but Jeff and I have not talked about this, but I want to, because there was a time in my life about, I'm going to say 8 or 9 months ago, I looked at the people I worked with, and I said, you know what? The four of us need to sit down and talk about what has gone on over the past 30 years. Mm-hmm. Well, right. That kind of, it's not impossible, but it would be a little tough to get something like that together at this point.
Considering one of you retired.
So I have asked you, and I asked Jeff.
His name's Jason.
Jason. Okay. And Jeff,
I'm new
certainly.
Here.
There's a lot of Jace.
There's a lot of stuff that I need, I don't want to say that this is history in the making and people are going to want to know what happened with Chick McGee and all these years and decades and stuff, but I do have stuff that I need to, I would like to tell everyone. I would like to have a totally honest 2 or 3 series podcast. You guys ask me questions and I can fill in the blanks on a lot of stuff that is going on.
An oral history.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Until it's too late.
This
you
was
know?
A couple. It was. I'm going to say it's this? Early. No, it was early this year that I said, "Can I interview you?"
Right.
And that's kind of how this started. I was like, "You have a story to tell, and regardless of what people think, you play a character on the radio. That's not who you are.
Right.
You are an incredible actor, and that's what you do on the Bob and Tom Show. That's not who you are." And I said, let's do an interview. So maybe we do a 3-part interview where Jason interviews, I interview, and Jeffy interviews.
Well, no, I want everybody to. I would rather
we
have
all would.
Everyone.
Do we publish this?
Participate?
Or do we wait?
I think it's bad. I think it'll be more functional one on one.
I think so too.
If we end up, I mean, the last hour here has been quite a tangent of how. I mean, how many different subjects are we?
I don't
crossed?
Know. Mm. I don't know when I would want it released.
Then that's your call. You know what? That's the cool thing about your
name
being on the show.
I don't want to sound...
It's yours.
I don't want to sound however this is going to sound.
Pretentious. Sure, go ahead.
Morose. Yeah.
Oh, a little morose. You're going
I
morose.
I would rather it be released...
After he dies.
Another way to say that would be after I was dead. Yeah.
Post.
Right. Yeah. No, yeah.
Hang on.
Postmortem, right.
Postmortem.
I'm crunching the numbers over here.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
How's that Penske file
the
coming,
Penske,
by the way?
We need to work very hard on this Penske
I'm
file. We can have it crunched out by tomorrow. But I'm crunching the numbers. 3-part series, $50 an episode. That's what you're going to charge. And it will sell. I'm looking at the...
You know what? I just bought... I just...
You know, and there is something about... I could be, if we charge for it, I think I could be a lot more truthful and hide behind...
Yeah.
No, I don't want to say hide behind. That's
no,
not...
hide. Don't you're not hiding.
Hey, look, you bought this, and this is the truth.
If you were to write an autobiography, would you be honest in your autobiography?
Absolutely.
So this is your book.
This is your book.
This is going to be my book.
This is your book, but you're not an author. You are a radio personality.
I've been trying to write.
You don't need to write a book.
I don't
That's
need
not
to write.
How your
I need
brain
to talk.
Works.
Yeah, right.
Here's what I would want to do.
Okay.
Okay. I like the idea of the. I like one on one.
I do too.
Okay. Three of us, however. I want a fourth person.
A random?
We need not a random, but we need a fourth person.
I have had all the randoms.
Because we are pretty, we're pretty tight with him.
Yeah,
we need somebody else. I don't know. Dare I say a fan or somebody even closer that's worked with the show for a long time? Or
could you imagine if we put Tom and Chick in here?
No, that's not going to happen. Mm-mm. He's far too busy.
And you know that's up to him. He's too guarded, and he doesn't want to do that, and that's fine.
That's fine. But you know what? It's so interesting too. Even and I'm only referencing this because we were just there last night. The East Hills, I mean, they still have that fandom when they see Chick. They grew up listening to Bob and Tom and to Chick,
right.
And they still listen because of Chick.
Right.
So I don't know. I'm thinking someone on that level, maybe that mm-hmm. we know mm-hmm. that we've started a relationship with professionally.
Hank,
your buddy.
By the way, I want Hank in here just as a guest because he has an interesting history.
Yeah, he does. As does Will.
As does Will. But mm-hmm. Hank act somewhere?
They're both actors.
Yeah, but on a really amazing way.
Yes.
That alone I want to talk about. And I love Will. Sure. But I know that about Hank.
Sure.
I need to know more about Will.
Sure.
I talked to Eileen last night.
You did?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's very talkative. Anyway.
We stayed. Did anybody stay for the show after the East Hills? The ska band?
They were on. Yeah. I heard
we
a chick
was standing at the back bar for a little while, and I couldn't get into it. I don't know what the. It was some serious.
Yeah, it was. It was.
So people came just for them, though.
Yeah, no, they were. And so here. So I'm with a group of parents from Max's grade, and we were all like, we're the young ones here right now.
Oh, right. Sure.
You know what
sure.
I mean? But it was very like Eileen was bouncing around. She was like, I feel like I should be on a cruise ship. Like she was just like losing her mind.
Yeah, there's a fake Jamaican guy singing.
I wanted to
that,
say.
The guy, that one, the guy, the lead, the guy in the middle. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yep.
So the white guy.
Yeah.
We decided that the white guy's parents had a house in the islands, and that's what, like, that's how that happened.
That's how we got there.
Yeah, that's how that happened. Yeah,
I wanted to say hello to Eileen last night. That was one of my goals, and I never got to.
Why not?
I'm going to give her a new nick. Does anybody call her EB? I think
yes. Everybody calls her EB.
Everybody calls her EB.
Everybody
really?
Calls her EB.
Fuck. EB. I'm late.
Yeah, I'm way late.
No, everybody calls her EB. That's big. Okay. I don't call her EB. Everybody calls her EB.
Now, what does EB stand for?
Eileen Berda.
Oh, okay.
What were you going to say?
Well, the E could be, we talked about it earlier.
Excited?
Erection.
No, don't do that to her.
Well, we have to cut that part out.
No, we don't have to do that.
No.
What would the B stand for?
For Berda. It would stand for Berda. All of you shut up.
Business.
Is that
business.
The show? I think that's the show.
You think that's
no,
the
it's
show?
Not the show.
No,
we didn't come up with a good hashtag. Because here's the thing. A lot of times people are tweeting us.
OTA holes came from a listener. So listeners, this is your job.
Well,
we need a new hashtag.
But it's one of those things. A lot of times they're putting all four of us in a tweet. And that takes up half of their...
Yeah, half of their...
So if they just did hashtag characters. Chick McGee Show, whatever, and then we would check that and we could... respond appropriately.
The Chick McGee Show. So that would be TCMS.
Yeah, I looked up that. It's a bunch of
TCMS. That's like a cheer. TCMS.
We are the best.
Yeah.
Man, we're not that good.
No, we're not.
We're decent. Whatever. I have a podcast t-shirt idea because this is how and I think you guys probably run into this too. But you're talking to somebody and they're like, oh, so-and-so said they listen to your podcast. I don't listen. And so I want to get you, if you had a podcast, I wouldn't listen either. That's what I think our t-shirt should be.
That's confrontational. That's adversarial. That's going to get you in a fight in a bar.
It's also funny.
The butterfly idea is looking pretty good. Right.
I'd love to see the butterfly. Yeah.
If you had a podcast, I wouldn't listen either.
Apparently, whatever hashtag TCMS is,
yeah.
It's very Latin.
Oh, really?
Oh.
I'm seeing all kinds of Latin stuff. So point being, if you did it, our stuff would really stand out.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I don't know what it is, though.
Carlos Mencia Show.
Oh, my gosh.
What is it?
There is a Twitter account.
Called?
The Catholic Man Show.
The Catholic Man Show.
They have 49 followers.
Yeah, I don't know if I would do that right now.
What, Catholic?
Yes.
Catholicism?
Anything.
Okay.
That has to do with it. If anybody that's watched Spotlight.
Oh, no.
No, thanks.
Did you see Spotlight?
Mm-hmm. Did you?
I think they said Spotlight too much. In the movie? Well, this is going to go in Spotlight. Is that piece ready for Spotlight?
It is.
Is that going to go in Spotlight?
It is bizarre when they say the name of the movie in the movie.
And you know me and bags. It's the best bag commercial movie I've ever seen.
Oh, well, you would notice
a leather bag. Yeah. Mark Ruffalo has the baddest leather
Mark Ruffalo has the baddest everything
I've ever seen.
When they said Spotlight, did they look in the camera and go, Spotlight?
Spotlight.
Is that ready for Spotlight?
Is that going to go in Spotlight?
Yeah. I don't have an example, but I love when you're wondering, why did they call it this?
Mm-hmm.
And a half hour in, you finally realize why they call it that. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, that's cool. Of course, I don't have an example. Right
I don't.
Now.
I very rarely has that happened. I hear them say why they called it that, and I'm going, "Are you fucking serious? This is what you decided?"
And then you take a shot.
Yeah, then you take a shot.
When you find out.
When you find out.
I thought you said you might take a shit.
Or that.
Take a dump.
Big old.
You guys.
Now can we stop?
Hashtag end this now. That's what our hashtag is. Does that.
Hashtag take two. Second try. One more time. Hashtag here we go. Anything?
Well, here I am.
Hashtag, did I ruin that? Did I? Sorry.
Walking down the street again.
Thank you for listening to the Chick McGee Show.
You're welcome.
That's Jess. That's Jeff. That's Jason. The Chick McGee Show, a Podcast One production.
PC1, baby.
Oh, yeah. And you can follow Podcast One at Podcast
and
One.
And the podcast, I mean, obviously you're listening to it right now, but the Podcast One app, when I put them up, it's on that app
instantly.
It takes a little bit of time sometimes for iTunes.
For a name, hang on. You know, there's like CP3. What about CM3? Chick McGee plus 3 CM. Never mind. CM3. Keep playing that music.
Good night, Jeff.
Stars will keep you company. I'm all right now. I just let her get a piece of me.
There's nothing like the thrill of a last second victory. That buzzer beater from 20 feet out. The game winning field goal that just makes it as the clock ticks down. That great limited-time deal on a new 2017 Volkswagen at the Volkswagen Model Year End Event. We need to make room for the 2018s, so this could be your last chance to get a great deal on select 2017 Volkswagen models. Visit your nearest Volkswagen dealer for a test drive today. But hurry, because the clock is ticking and we can't call time out.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows two of the three people who were killed that day.
I have lost three great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail. And then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The two Virginia state troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.